Wanna go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, and I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile,
then I'll be happy.
If you go north or south,
if you go east or west,
I'll follow you, sweetheart,
and share your little love nest. I wanna go where you go,
do what you do.
Love when you love,
then I'll be happy.
I wanna go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west,
I'll follow you, sweetheart,
and share your little love.
Go where you go,
do what you do, love when you love, and I'll be happy.
Well, spring is in the air, and Judy's very happy. She has a date with her boyfriend, Benchley Botsford. Judy is hoping Benchley may finally propose because she believes in that old adage, in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to what the girls have been thinking about all winter.
Golly, Aunt Aggie, I sure hope my boyfriend Benchley proposes to me today.
Boyfriend? Judy, all you think about these days is boys, boys, boys. Isn't there anything you like better than boys?
Yeah, Aunt Aggie, there's just one thing I like better than boys.
What's that?
Men. But you know, I got a sneaking suspicion that modern men don't want to get married.
How do you know they don't want to get married, Judy?
I keep asking them. It sure is discouraging. But after all, I ain't very pretty, let's face it.
Judy.
You don't want to face it, huh? I don't want to neither. I don't blame you for that.
Judy, looks aren't important. Men are looking for girls with brains.
Well, they might be looking for brains, but their eyes never go higher than 2 feet off the sidewalk.
Judy, I hope you do marry someday. I've always pictured you in your own home, married and settled down with some conservative man. You will be the wife, Judy, and he'll be the husband.
Well, that's the way I figured it'd be. I wouldn't have it any other way. I really wouldn't.
Judy, didn't your mother ever tell you about the birds and bees?
She sure did. Golly, now I can't even look a bee in the eye.
Why not?
Why not? I'm always tempted to say, oh, ooh, what I know about you.
Judy, love is even more important to a woman than to a man.
It is?
Yes, Judy. When we're feeling blue and sort of all at loose ends, what is it that sustains women, shapes our destinies, binds us all together?
A $10 girdle? A $5 one? Scotch tape?
Judy, before you go into marriage, I'm afraid you're going to need guidance.
Yeah, you're right, Aunt Aggie. This thing is bigger than both of us.
Bigger than both of us?
Somebody talking about me? Oh, hello, Geranium. Say, you look happy today.
Well, Miss Judy, I'm so much in love with my boyfriend, Pomeroy, I can't even eat.
Oh, has your stomach gone back on you?
Not so you can notice it.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Geranium. Say, you do seem to be putting on a little weight.
Yeah, honey, I've got the kind of inflation that even the government can't stop.
Geranium, your boyfriend Pomeroy spends so much time here, I'm surprised you haven't been married by this time.
Well, ma'am, we were two-thirds married last summer.
Two-thirds married?
Yes, ma'am. I was there, the preacher was there, but Pomeroy never showed up.
Oh, well, Pomeroy won't stay a bachelor forever, Geranium.
Oh, that's right, Miss Judy. The way I have it figured, a man is sort of like a worm.
Like a worm?
Yeah, it comes along, tries to wiggle away, then some chicken gets him.
Hey, Geranium,
Listen, I heard you kissing Pomeroy in the kitchen last night.
Golly, we tried to be quiet.
Geranium, don't you know kissing spreads germs?
Ma'am, when I kiss Pomeroy, the germs don't spread. They just get flattened.
Judy, isn't your boyfriend Bentley Botsford a little late for his date with you?
Yeah, Daggy. Gosh, I hope he proposes. Won't it be wonderful when he holds me in his arms, lifts my head, looks into my eyes, and says...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. It's warm today. Why are you wearing that checkered vest?
Doctor's order, Senorita.
The doctor ordered you to wear a checkered vest?
Si, he told me to keep a check on my stomach. He's a good doctor. One time he operated on me.
He did?
Gee, but he's a little absent-minded. During the operation, he put my heart where my liver belongs and my liver where my heart belongs.
Gosh, what happened?
Now every time I kiss my girl, I get palpitation of the liver. He's the same doctor who took care of my cousin Gonzalez's 12 children.
Gonzalez has 12 children?
Gee, and he has 6 more on the way.
6 more?
See, they are coming in on the 2 o'clock bus.
You mean to tell me that Gonzalez has got 18 children?
Oh, see, Senorita. When Gonzalez got married, he promised his wife the world. He came pretty close to giving it to her. When the last baby was born, Gonzalez celebrated so much, a policeman arrested him.
Well, how did the policeman know Gonzalez had been celebrating?
Well, he found Gonzalez in the back seat of his automobile looking for the steering wheel.
Oh, I bet Gonzalez felt silly looking for his steering wheel in the back seat of his car.
No, Senorita, that's where it was. He just hit a telephone pole. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Saludos, amigos.
A salad and a meatball to you too, Pedro.
Judy, Bensley Botsford is here to see you.
Hello, Judy.
Howdy, Bensley.
Oh, Judy, you look wonderful.
Shucks, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not, Judy.
Oh, somebody just said it. Maybe we got burglars. Better look under the sofa.
Judy, wait a minute. Just let me look at you. Oh, you make me think of a line of poetry I recently read.
No, I've been reading poetry, too.
Touch but my lips with those fair lips of thine. The kiss shall be thine as well as mine.
I'm ready and willing. I go for your scheme. I'm all puckered up, so come in on the beam.
Judy, tell me, what do you really think about kissing?
Oh, I don't think anything. I just relax and enjoy it. Hey, Ben, that was a nice poem you recited.
Oh, well, Judy, that was one of Shakespeare's sonnets. His love sonnets are in a class with Shelley and Keats. Do you like Keats?
When I get married, I expect to have 4 or 5. Bentley, I ain't throwing out any hints, but have you ever thought of getting married? You know, married men live longer than single men.
Oh, they don't live longer, Judy. It only seems longer. Frankly, Judy, marriage is a gamble.
Well, so is everything else in life, Bentley. You know, Pa always used to say that marriage is like a poker game.
A poker game?
Yep. It starts with a pair, the man has a diamond, the girl shows a little flush, and they both wind up with a full house.
Judy, I can't understand all this sudden talk about marriage. After all, when I get married, I have no intention of plunging off the deep end.
Well, I don't want to plunge off the deep end, Bensley. I just want to get engaged and paddle around where it's shallow for a while.
I'm sorry, Judy, but I have my own ideas about marriage.
Well, what you mean?
Well, marriage is sacred. When I get married, my wife will be part of me, and I'll be part of her.
Golly, you're sure going to have some funny-looking clothes hanging up in the closet.
Hello, everybody, hello. Halo is a shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman, getting into the revival spirit with a Jack Elliott arrangement of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Well, Judy's boyfriend, Benchley Botford, still hasn't proposed, and Judy has decided upon a drastic step. She's going to see Mr. Answer Me, whose radio program helps people solve their problems.
Judy, are you really serious about going on Mr. Answer Me's radio program?
I sure am, Aunt Aggie. He's an expert on love and all that romantical stuff, and maybe he'll be able to tell me why Benchley don't propose to me.
But, Judy, I thought Benchley was very fond of you. Didn't he take you on a fishing trip when the season opened?
Yeah, and I'll never go fishing with him again, neither.
Why not? What did he do?
Nothing. He just fished. That was some discouraging, I'm telling you.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much if I were you. Statistics show that for every girl in the world, there are two men.
Gosh, then some girl sure is having a swell time with my two. Charlie, I wonder who that is. Come in.
Hello there, girlie. You remember me?
Oh, yeah. You're that traveling salesman feller.
Yep, Roscoe B. Wirtle's the name.
What's the B for?
Baseball. When I was born, my old man took one look at me and went out on the bat. Oh, ain't that the umpire's umbrella? You tell him, foul ball, I can't get to first base.
Hey, Mr. Wardle, where've you been all day?
Oh, I've been to a real Western christening, sir.
A real Western christening?
Yep, California finally had a little son. Hey, Curly, how about you and me going out and building a few pinball machines, huh?
Nothing doing, mister. Besides, I thought you were married.
Oh, I am. My wife and I have a building and loan marriage.
Building and loan?
Yep, she told me to get out of the building and leave her alone.
You might be hot, but the weatherman says it'll get colder. Mr. Wardle, you should have brought along a muffler.
Or to keep me warm.
No, to keep you quiet. Got me doing it. Lost my head.
Now, don't be like that, sis. I'm all wound up.
Well, if you're wound up, why don't you go?
Oh, okay. If I can take a hint, I'll scram. I got to go sell my horse.
Why are you selling your horse?
Well, my horse backed into a buzzsaw. I'm selling them wholesale.
Why are you selling the horse wholesale?
Because I can't retail them.
Hey, golly, it's getting late. I better hurry over to the radio station and see Mr. Anthony.
Miss Canova?
Yes, Mr. Anthony?
I asked you to stay after the program to try and help you with your problem. Now, first, can you tell me something of your family history?
Well, I'll tell you. The most interesting branch of the family was the Western Canovas. Take my great-aunt, Two Gun Judy. She ran the Silver Dollar Hotel in Rigor Mortis Gulch. I never will forget her story. No, sir. A bunch of the boys is hooping it up in the hotel bar.
All right. Everybody reach for the sky. I'm the sheriff of this town, and I say reach, I mean reach.
What you want, sheriff?
I'm looking for that loudmouth, no-good, cowardly polecat that busted in here last night and shot the bartender through the middle of the forehead.
Well, here I am, you half-pint, tin-badge, bow-legged baboon. What do you got to say to me?
Oh, that was a mighty fine piece of shooting.
Howdy, stranger. I'm Two Gun Judy.
Howdy, Two Gun. Have you got any rooms for rent?
We sure have. We got a nice room for you.
Well, it better be. The last time I stayed in this joint, I had trouble with the bed bugs.
That's funny. We get along with them fine. That's all they're right sociable. Say, stranger, you look kind of tired.
Yeah. All last night I was in a red-hot poker game.
Did you have any fun?
No, it's no fun playing with a red-hot poker. Hey, Two Gun Canova, you sound tough. Are you a real cowgirl?
Yeah, I'm a real cowgirl. In fact, half my ancestors were cowgirls.
What were the other half?
Cowboys.
Two Gun Judy, if you're a real cowgirl, why are you wearing that boxing glove in one hand?
I've been punching cows all day. Howdy, folks. How's everybody?
Who are you, gal?
Have you heard that fellow sing, "Why, oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming?"
Yeah?
I'm the reason you left. Hey, stranger, I sure think you're cute.
Hey, lay off, Cactus Annie. Go get a boyfriend of your own. What happened to the fellow you were out with last night?
He was the freshest thing I ever seen. I slapped his face.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, but take my advice. Never slap a man in the face when he's chewing tobacco.
Oh, boy, it sure is cold.
Yeah, where you been, Loco? I ain't seen you for a month.
Oh, I've been under the weather.
You been sick?
No, been buried under a snowdrift. Well, I gotta get my shopping done. Give me a 40-foot piece of lariat rope.
Why, Loco, I didn't know you could rope.
Can I rope? Why, at the last rodeo, I roped a steer in a minute and 10 seconds, skinned it, butchered it, and fried a sirloin steak and had it.
You did?
Well, and by dingy dongies, I've been sick as a dog ever since. Texas, Annie, I kind of like you.
Now, wait a minute, stranger. You don't want to go out with her. She's only a hired hand in this saloon.
Yeah? What's her official capacity?
4 quarts a day and all the pretzels she can eat. Listen, two-gun Judy, I'll sing a song for this here stranger. Lenny will fall for me.
Texas, Annie, I love good singing. Let her rip.
Okay. I'll close my eyes to everyone but you. I'll close my eyes. Doggone if you didn't. What's your advice?
Well, Miss Canova, after hearing your story, I can only repeat what I told you before. I think the women in your family are inclined to be a little too aggressive with men.
You know something, Miss Francine? I think you're right. That's it. From now on, you're going to see a new Judy Canova. No more chasing after the men. From now on, let the men chase after me. Yes, sirree, Bob. From now on, you're going to see a new Judy Canova.
But what if the men don't chase after you?
In that case, you're going to see the old Judy Canova.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women in their 50s, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors proved this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size, Palmolive.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, singing the beautiful Roses in the Way.
When raindrops glisten, why sit and listen behind a window pane? Let's go out yonder so we can wander roses in the rain.
Judy. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion and be sure to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Ladies, good news. Prices have gone up. What's good about that? Why, I'm referring to the price you can get for your used kitchen fat. What a way to cut down your grocery bills. Turn in more used fat and get more money for it. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Halo Shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleep, you little baby, go to sleep, little baby.
Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and Hank Ladd, and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.